Take you now to the woods of Wisconsin, a recording studio where Craig Minowa, the songwriter, vocalist, and many instrument-playing leader of the band Cloud Cult, loves to escape.
I'll spend a lot of time just going back in the woods and sitting there with a recorder and a guitar.
Cloud Cult's new album, The Seeker, was released earlier this year. The band is just now releasing a companion film as well. It's a dreamy art piece about love and loss, just the kinds of things Minowa thinks about in his Escape to Nature studio space. Although Minowa would call his process of creativity more like a pilgrimage.
The ensembles that you come up with, everyone in Minnesota is in a choir at some point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And you were, right? Correct?
I had church choir growing up.
Uh-huh. Right. And probably some sort of marching band.
Yeah, played in the orchestra.
So what was the instrument?
I started with violin and went to upright bass.
I see. And so all that gets mixed into this into this whole kind of composer scene.
Definitely. And then as far as being raised in the church and having the music be such a central part of your spirituality and your attempt to get in touch with some kind of higher power, although my belief systems have changed over the years, the use of the tool of music as a tool for getting in touch with things outside of the self is still remains the same.
Call your name and you fall down of the emptiness. Call your name and I swear this time will be my best. Call your name and I felt home sweet home.
You attempt to do that, it seems, in To the Great Unknown. Mm-hmm. You're aiming for a place outside of the self.
Every Cloud Cult album since the loss of our son back in 2002 has been an attempt to try and get to in touch with something bigger. And at that time, it was a blatant, intentional thing of where I had recordings of his voice going constantly and I was writing music to that. And I felt the physical world disappear and I felt that ethereal world become very apparent, and I felt such comfort in being in that place that the Cloud Cult sort of pathway became this thing of obsessively trying to get to that point of where that veil between the physical and the ethereal doesn't exist, and it's because you're in this trance through the ritual of music.
So if ever I can't see the magic around me, please take my hands off my eyes.
There's a family quality to Cloud Cult that is not cult. It's literally your collaboration with your wife.
Yeah, family and friends as family are huge elements to what we do as far as who we choose to bring into the band. The audition process is really extensive because it's not just how are you as a musician, but what do you use music for as a tool, you know, something that's fun to do, or is it something that brings you to a deep space too? And do you understand the power of music as far as this thing that our ancestors used for thousands of years to get in touch with the divine? And so you have to have like a group of people that understands the intention behind that, but then also a group of people with really high ethical standards, because that's just something that's important as far as how we run this business. We want everything to be honest and authentic and people to be in it for the right reason. To be able to do it with my wife all these years has been absolutely phenomenal.
We grew up believing we could learn how to fly. We came from the earth, but we belong to the sky.
After the loss of your child, was there a place that your wife didn't want you to go in terms of your composition, and she would say, I don't want to go there, you would go there, or something maybe even in reverse, where she was interested in exploring something and you were just not ready?
Not necessarily. She's a visual artist, and so she really worked through her grief through painting, and we both went into a lot of seclusion, and I would have never guessed that Cloud Cult was going to take off into something that was going to be a career. I had a career as an environmental scientist for a nonprofit organization, so using it as a personal tool for grieving, I don't think either of us had any sort of restriction on the other person. Please excuse the light shooting out of my head. I keep them in a
cage, but they come out when they see a friend. How do you expect people to experience the album and the movie?
We kind of intentionally released the album first, so that came out in February. And the film is doing the film festival circuit for a while. So that won't come out publicly for until late 2016, and the intention there is that we want people to listen to the album, kind of have a personal experience with it, and then see the film and not have to listen to the album and see the literal pictures of the film, because first and foremost, the album was written as a traditional Cloud Cult album, of something that we want everybody to be able to embrace. And it wasn't until a couple of years into the process that there was a realization of, well, there's a story here, and this is a story that we could actually logistically pull off. And everyone here has got a shadow. And everyone's got their share of hurt.
When I'm dead, I'll be a rainbow. 2016 campaign, new leadership in America, democracy, our identity as a country. Following that at all?
Oh, of course, yeah. Obsessively.
What do you think?
Just like everybody else. You know, different band members have different opinions, so I have to respect, like, not giving a straight out endorsement. And I, generally speaking, think there's a lot of fear out there that people are going to work their way around and get their heads straight and figure out who the best candidate is. I'm not as worried as a lot of people are. Just people's involvement in general indicates that we are a people with a lot of hope for making things better, whatever that may be. We're not apathetic, just floating here waiting to be taken care of, and I'm supercharged by that. We have to stay optimistic and keep all intention on the laser beam of focus of hope, and that's the only way we're going to have enough energy to be able to overcome some of the big obstacles in front of us. Faith in the great unknown. Faith in the great unknown.
Greg Minowa is the lead singer and songwriter of Cloud Cult, The Seeker.